Well, on Superman, I was just purely working in special effects. And I'd worked on many other films, Rocky Horror Picture Show, Tommy, Battle of Britain in 1968. And I'd worked, I guess, for 16 or 18 years as a special effects man when I decided that I was going to make this move over to being just a director, and felt that the background that I had in special effects could only help me in my new endeavor as a director.
There he is! Hold it! Hey! Hold it!
He's not going anywhere.
Cornered and frightened, our hero uses his amazing power to change shape.
All right, come on, come on, I'll be waiting for it. Only one guy.
For this part of the chase, some of Hollywood's best stuntmen were called in.
My name is John Heatley. I raced professionally for almost 14 years on dirt track, road racing, speedway, motocross. So I'm fairly well-rounded on a motorcycle.
Let's
We try to come as close to camera as safe. Lean it to the direction that you're going to make the turn, and bring the RPMs up, and then snap the clutch. Hopefully it won't snap all the way around. It's a little tricky on this wet pavement, but that's what we get paid for.
The smoke is laid to create the effect of blistering heat. Fires were lit, and action.
Michael had the initial concept, which was really a lot of concepts that he needed to be brought into one story. And from that point of view, he's a very clever man. He knows exactly what he wants to see. He doesn't really have time in his busy schedule to put it together as he would like to. So I worked with him, and we brought the writer David Newman to come and write the script with us so we could incorporate his ideas. And Michael's very open to suggestions. I mean, his eye is so good, he knows exactly what he wants and doesn't always get it the first time, but that's inevitable when you're making movies. But we kept at it until we got it right.